Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today my guest is a Boston native, recently moved to the South Shore, and
past couple of years.
Oh, okay. All right. And she's been involved with the organization since she was just 8 years old, and her journey has taken her from camper to counselor to lifeguard to full-time team member. After graduating from Tufts University in 2015, which is very impressive.
Go Bows.
She uses her experience as a program alumni to spread and promote the Crossroads mission, that every youth deserves the opportunity to find confidence and self-worth, forge emotional connections, goosebumps are happening, and discover their full potential. Tatiana Joyce, welcome to the show.
I feel so welcome. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you for being here. And I want to say that we are proud to say that AJ Marks Jewelers in Wareham and their Hyannis location are sponsoring you to be here today, which is a beautiful thing. I am so glad that we've connected the two of you in this manner, because we're going to talk about with you how the children and our youth of today are really the next generation of our leaders. And with the jewelry store, Mark Chick, very good friends with the family, their really motto is about every generation. So it's kind of a really nice, it's a really nice blend.
I love it.
It's very nice.
I love it so much. A lot of our South Shore community is actually where the majority of our supporters come from. And I think that that's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Our largest campsite is located right in Duxbury. And it's, you know, the community, you know, we love to get state funding, but it doesn't always come through, and it would represent less than 1% of our budget. And so when you think about it, it is individuals, it's individual businesses that are saying, the community is important to me and I want to make that investment. And so it's wonderful to have this partnership.
You are, oh my God, you are just so awesome. I just want to hug you like constantly. You're ever since I met you for the first time, which was just a couple of days ago. And so I'm really glad that we were able to pull this together. Crossroadsma.org. And if you're listening and you're familiar with Crossroads for Kids, this is the same organization. So you've gone through many changes. You are a 501c3 nonprofit. From 1936 up until about 15 years ago, what was really the whole mission and the premise of what you were all about?
Absolutely. So always since 1936, Crossroads has believed that summer camp is magical. That's not really a hard sell to make to people. Mm-hmm. Taking a young person out of their immediate surroundings and putting them with, you know, similar aged peers and saying, every day, I want you to set goals for yourself. So maybe that means, you know, touching the climbing wall. Maybe that means putting your foot on it, getting two steps up there, and setting goals.
Beautiful.
You know, going to
achievable,
undergrad.
Achievable goals.
I mean, everybody, the buzzword, SMART goals, right?
Yeah. Oh, I know. But still.
But still, you know.
Realistic, achievable, attainable goals in small bites.
Exactly.
You got to start somewhere.
You have to start somewhere. But I know, you know, 20-somethings in college who, you know, leave their parents, leave their environment for the first time, and they flounder because they didn't have the opportunity to really stick their foot out there and say, you're the one that's going to carry yourself throughout your life. And it doesn't mean that you can't have support, but it means you got to believe in yourself. You have to center yourself first. And so that's where Crossroads started, is that summer camp is amazing. And we used to be underneath Boys and Girls Club so long ago when we were just a summer camp. Mm-hmm. But so much of our growth and transition in the past 15 years especially has been, we are more than that. And we still root the experience in overnight residential. So that's what makes us different from YMCAs or other summer camps, is that not only do we, you know, have that during the summer session, we have three sessions, but we carry that throughout the school year. We have a junior leaders program that starts at the third grade, and then we have a teen leadership program that is 5 years, you know, that takes you all throughout high school and just the year before.
It's so beautiful. And I want to go back to what you said about starting with yourself, because everything starts from within. Everyone, I feel like so much of the energy that's happening in the world today is people searching for something out there that's going to fix what's in here. Mm-hmm. And you have to start with yourself. And I'm trying to fix myself every day. Not that I'm broken, but, you know, I'm working on it every single day. It's self-love and self-importance and self-respect. And if you're not learning it in the environment that you're at, this is where you can learn it.
We like to think so.
We know so.
Because it's true.
Because your model, and for lack of a better word, it's a business model, but your model is, you have proof. You have
absolutely
lots of proof.
Absolutely.
So the power of summer camp is very important, but the transition into school programs, this has been going on for how long?
I would say, so our junior leaders program has evolved over the years. I myself really have done everything with Crossroads.
I read your bio, and it's amazing that you started there when you were 8 years old.
Absolutely. When I think about how I sit so firmly within myself today, I look back and it has been, you know, the mentorship that I've received over the years. My first camp counselor, she's my best friend today. And that's over 16 years of friendship that we have between us. And she started off as a mentor. Then she became an older sister figure. You know, then, you know, as I grew older and, you know, the relationship evolved, she comes to my Thanksgivings. You know, it's really that. And it's group mentorship as well. Our teens showing us that they can hold each other accountable.
Well, I want to say that it's a beautiful thing to have that guidance and that mentorship to be able to hold people accountable, because you need accountability. I need accountability. Everybody needs it. But I want to say that reading through, where are you listed on the website? You're listed as a success story.
Yes.
Okay. So when I went to the success stories portion of the website, I immediately gravitated to you because I wanted to read your story. And then there was another gal up there, and I stopped myself and I said to myself, you know what? I always gravitate towards women because this is what I do. But I stopped myself and I said, oh, I'm going to cry right now. I said, you know, I thought in my head, I really want to click on these boys, because the boys in the inner city schools, they're the ones that have the stories that they've been in their home and they hear gunshots outside their window.
It's so hard for young men to be soft.
They want to be good, but then they gravitate because they want to be in the gang. Or I was just reading all of their bios and it was just so beautiful.
It's so hard for young men in our society, especially young men of color, to be soft.
Yeah.
To believe in themselves, to see success for themselves. And, you know, we see that in our boys and in our young girls. And so we want them all building brotherhood, building sisterhood, and building community.
Mm. And you know that the celebrity figures out there, there's softness. Bruno Mars has some softness in him.
Absolutely.
I know
that man has
his
troubles, but, you know, he's soft too.
but you know, whoever your figures are that you look to, if you don't have somebody in your life, you know, a lot of people look for at celebrities. they are soft. Some of them are soft. There's so much going on, but there are good people. And you said it in your bio that there's proof that adults can be trusted. That is a powerful statement.
When that trust is broken, it's so hard to get it back.
And you can trust the adults at Crossroads.
100%.
All right, well, we have to go to break. So I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Tatiana Joyce, and you can go to crossroadsma.org for more information on anything. I mean, there's so much information there, and it's nice and neat and organized, so don't be overwhelmed. And I also want to give a shout out again to AJMarksJewelers.com. They have a Wareham and Hyannis location, and they are very proud to be sponsoring Crossroads in my program. So I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
A portrait is more than just a picture. It's capturing a single moment in time. When Susan Walker with Elia Photography photographs someone and holds their gaze, she sees all of their love, hope, insecurities, joy, and fear, which have melded together to capture who they are in a single moment in time. Their vulnerability and light come through. They are raw, and it's absolutely beautiful. We invite you to a photo shoot with Susan Walker. It will change the way you see yourself. Contact ELIAPhotography.com today. That's ELIAPhotography.com.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business. Playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's S-P-R-O-U-T DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
With your vintage music coming through satellites while cruising, you're part of the past, but now you're the future. Signals crossing can get confusing. It's enough just to make you feel crazy, crazy, crazy. Sometimes it's enough. Just don't make you feel crazy. You get ready, you get all dressed up to go nowhere in particular. Back to work or the coffee shop, doesn't matter, cause it's enough to be
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. And my guest today is Tatiana Joyce with Crossroads. It used to be Crossroads for Kids. It's crossroadsma.org. But they're really smart behind the scenes, because when you Google Crossroads for Kids, they're pointing you in the right direction anyway. So it doesn't matter. I do want to talk about the grow, build, and lead that you are very passionate about with your programs. Tell me about GROW. What is GROW all about?
So I think you hit on the nail on the head when you said before break that we've got so much to share. Because we do so much as an organization, and sometimes that can be really hard to share. So in thinking about how we've evolved from Crossroads for Kids to Crossroads, what we realized, we sat back and we said, we serve more than just kids. You know, so many of our young people are adolescents and then teenagers. And so we are really for our youth.
And you're serving the volunteers, because that's their giving service. It's a win-win.
Absolutely.
So you're serving in many different ways.
In many different ways. And so what we said was, what is we had to ask ourselves, what is happening in our program, right? Mm. What is the evolution? We know it, we feel it in our hearts, right? Someone is coming to us, like myself, at 8 years old, and they are learning so many things. They're learning social-emotional intelligence. These are the things that are harder to quantify. And then they're evolving. They're gaining leadership skills. Those are a little bit easier to measure. Then they're graduating high school. So what we said was they're growing with us, they're building on that growth, and then they're becoming leaders in their community. So when we start off with grow, that is the first entry point into our programming, which is summer camp. Mm. And that's what that really starts at. It's the experiential learning, and it's the social and emotional learning.
And it's being connected. And I read in your bio that you said when you left Crossroads for the day and you went back home, it helped you to, you were still happy when you went back home, even though you had troubles happening inside your home.
Absolutely. It felt that, especially when I was a camper, I was raised by a single mother, and I love her so, so much. And our relationship has grown so much because, I feel, of my relationship with Crossroads. My mom, she blessed me with some of the best years of my childhood because she had her sobriety. And I can look back now and say, wow, what a gift that my mom gave me, 12, 13 years of sobriety as a child. And unfortunately, it came to a point where, she lost it. And I didn't know what to do because I saw my mom now as a person, as someone who had their own struggles, who couldn't be there for me in the way that I had depended on her for so many years. Mm. And that was so hard for me.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of conflict. We had a lot of strife between us because of that, because I said, wow, my superhero doesn't always wear the cape.
Mm.
And I had my Crossroads family to really
fill that void.
To fill that and let me know that there was no reason to give up on her. That I needed to take my own space, because you have to be in charge of the people around you, right? To a certain extent, you have to set the boundary for what you're willing to accept for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can understand that you can set that boundary high, you can protect yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I had to realize for some time that relationship wasn't going to be what I needed to be. But mm-hmm. I knew that I could create a success plan for myself. And for me, that looked like college. That looked like keeping my grades up in school, applying for financial aid, and going to Tufts University. Mm-hmm. And I told them really frankly, I said, I love you. I want to study there, but I can't afford to. And so I have to say, I was really lucky because they gave me the grants to afford to go to that school. And at 18, I said, I love you, Mom, but I have to move out. I have to go on to the next step of my life.
Mm.
And that's been the best thing that I could ever do for our relationship, because I'm so happy to share. She's recently regained her sobriety. And the years that I was able to take away from her, I've been able to come back and say, can we rebuild now? Because things were broken and I had to step away, but I love you and I can come back to you and we can have this relationship. And for so many of our young people, setting those boundaries, learning what you can accept for yourself, learning the standards that you can set for yourself is a part of the social and emotional learning that a lot of people don't prioritize.
And it's not just the learning, it's the learning, but it's the foundation.
Absolutely.
And you need, as a child, you need that foundation. And if it takes a village to raise one child, you know the old saying,
I don't even know what the
saying is, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Love and support and emotional stability does not have to come from the old traditional ways that you would think. It does not have to come from your mother and your father right away.
Right away, yeah.
It can come from other places. And there's so many people that have experiences. What is the percent of people that, like you started out in the program and now you work for them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, with. What's the percent of people that are on board that actually came in as a child?
So what's super awesome is that, so Crossroads as an organization has roughly about 35 full-time team members. I'm sure I'm give or take a few
people on that number.
But so that's us as an organization, year-round team. But over the summer, we get tons of staff because you need all those counselors. And the most beautiful part that I love to share is that it changes every year a little bit again, but roughly 20 to 30% of our camp counselors are alum.
Yeah.
And that means that they are our culture carriers, and they are the ones that are saying, like, oh my goodness, I saw you last summer. Mm. I saw you next summer. And so I know where you ended the summer last year. And so I want to see you build off of that, right? I'm going to hold you accountable. I know maybe you had a rough summer last year or
that
kind of thing, but it's the accountability, because you know that there's going to be someone there that you know.
And what have you done in this past, since I saw you the last time? What mm-hmm. have you done? What have you learned? What have you gained? You can have those kind of, you know, great support questions and stability.
Absolutely.
This is so beautiful. I can't believe you guys have been around this long. And I just heard of you guys, I think, 3 years ago.
We're the best kept secret in Massachusetts. We've gotten so much better about not being that. But I really do still think we are a really just a secret. And I don't want it to be a secret. I want it to be...
Well, you're not a secret anymore.
I know. I want the cat to be out of the bag.
This is great. Now, what are the three pillars? We have to go to break, but I think we have time to talk about these three pillars. Did we touch on that yet?
So I was going to flow them right in with the Grow, Build, Lead. But really, so the three pillars of success that we want to measure, right? We want economically independent young people. We want them to be socially and emotionally connected adults, and we want them to be civically engaged. Mm. And we say that the combination of those three, that looks like success to us. Mm-hmm. For most people, I think that that's above and beyond success.
Yes.
But because we want that community, right? We want our young people to be the leaders in their communities and understand that there is a connection among communities, right? Mm. And that is how you forge and build sustainable cultural change.
And everything happens and starts with community.
Exactly.
It really does.
And you know, the model of two parents, a child, and that being your
2.5 kids,
exactly, that being your insular family, I think that's really American, because the whole world, there are so many blended families. Mm. You know, and America is starting to reflect that. And I think, you know, that's, some people have a hard time with change. Mm. But, you know, at Crossroads, we believe that if you change a life, you change everything.
I love that tagline. And I love the new logo. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
So you are going to make some changes on your website, right? There's coming up changes. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are just tucking it all in.
Exactly.
You're getting it all a little bit more organized, which is what everyone does. But you've been around a long time, so you guys know what you're doing. All right, we have to go to break. My guest is Tatiana Joyce, and she is with crossroadsma.org. You can go there for more information. And I also want to say and give a shout out to AJ Marks Jewelers.com. They have a Wareham and Hyannis location, and they are a family-owned business. And he's got kids, and he's all about supporting this organization with all of these kids that need support. So we're very appreciative of that. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you recently engaged or planning a wedding? You can have a joyful experience planning a wedding with the perfect plan right by your side, tucking in every single detail. With over 17 years of experience, the perfect plan is your navigation expert. The perfect plan has the connections and the experience to not only perform, but to exceed your expectations. The perfect plan, your direction, our passion and knowledge. Begin your journey with us. Contact theperfectplanweddings.com today.
RE/MAX Spectrum, your hometown realtor, is here for you. Let them help you make your move. With 5 RE/MAX Spectrum office locations throughout Plymouth, Bristol, and Barnstable counties, this team of real estate professionals is highly trained and personable to guide you along your journey. And RE/MAX Spectrum is all about community. Look for their RE/MAX Spectrum magazine that's delivered to over 30,000 homes on the South Shore quarterly. Contact an office today at spectrumlistings.com.
No one pays more for your gold, diamonds, coins, or silver than AJ Marks Jewelers. At AJ Marks, they treat every customer fairly, whether they are selling or buying. AJ Marks is a family-owned business and your premier fine jeweler for every generation. Visit AJ Marks in Hyannis or Wareham if you are looking for a special estate piece, want to create your own custom design, or if you need a jewelry repair. Getting engaged? If it's the right diamond, it's an AJ Marks diamond. Your family-owned jeweler is AJMarksJewelers.com.
I see the moon. Oh, when you're looking at the sun.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. And my guest today is Tatiana Joyce with crossroadsma.org. You can go there for more information. Right now, I want to talk about Beyond Local. Because what did you say that day at that meeting that we were at about, you all know that. Go ahead. You know where I'm going with
You've tagged me in. So many of our young people, you know, I'm from Boston, I'm from Dorchester, and I know so many people who never leave their neighborhoods. And a big part of that, in my opinion, is because they cannot see themselves outside of their immediate surroundings. And so when you can't imagine success in your neighborhood, in your immediate surroundings, how are you going to believe that you can go beyond that? The fact of the matter is you don't. And so...
So it starts with your immediate neighborhood, and you have to believe that you are worthy, you're important, you are worthy to see what success looks like. That's
absolutely.
The other thing.
Absolutely.
If they don't see success, they're not going to envision it elsewhere.
Absolutely. And you're not going to want to go, you know, on a trip, just even a day trip somewhere. Then you're not going to want to do a semester abroad somewhere.
Mm.
And why would you, you know, it seems crazy that you would want to cut yourself off from that kind of experience. But if it doesn't even register as an option, that opportunity is already cut away from you.
Mm. And you're at Crossroads, you're trying to really change those stereotypical instances where a child is really defined by their environment. We want to change how they don't have to be defined. Not every kid is a bad kid.
Exactly. And I hate that. I mean, I went to school for child development. Shout outs to the Elliot Pearson School at Tufts University. And the term bad child, what does that even mean?
I know.
So often I feel like you're calling a kid bad because they're not doing what you want. But how in the world is a kid going to do what you want them to do if they don't feel that you care about their success? How?
Mm-hmm.
How are you expecting that? So really what you have is a false set of expectations, in my opinion.
Or maybe your expectations are too high and they're unrealistic.
Unrealistic, unachievable, you know, not in touch with where this person is. Mostly, I say our demographic, primarily, our kids come from Boston, Greater Boston, and then the next largest population that we serve is really Brockton.
Yeah.
But we serve, you know, Eastern Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter where our kids from. That's just where that's whereabouts they land. And so a big part of it is the fact that our young people are diverse, and it's hard to be a young diverse person in America today.
And the fact of the matter is that any person can change at any point in their
100%
in their life. Every human being has the ability, if they have the support system around them, to shift or make a change or go down a new path. Every person has that. So now, really, diversity matters. You have a diverse amount of kids that come to Crossroads, as well as mentoring. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mentioned that, you know, a lot of our summer staff are alumni. And how potent is that? Because then if your staff are, you know, being reflective of your population, they look at someone and they say, wow, you're successful and you look like me. So I can imagine success for myself. You know, representation matters. And we really
and
do our...
You look like me. I love that.
It's so important. But also we want them to be around people who don't look like them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have international staff too. We have people who come to us from Hungary. We have people who come to us. They're from London. They're from Birmingham.
That is,
you know,
so amazing.
We want an international presence as well, because there's an international community out there. So I don't want your staff to just look like you, which is, in my opinion, a step above what most people do. But we also want you to understand that there's even more out there.
Did you just give me a compliment?
Perhaps.
Thank you. So really, the having that college access, though, like when they get to a certain point, tell me about the junior leaders.
Absolutely. So the Junior Leaders Program is really where the core value of that program is the social and emotional learning. And it starts at the third grade. And so what happens is you grow with us, right? That first point of entry, program entry, and you've come to summer camp and we say, wow, you know, there's something there. We think that you'd love to, you know, be with us year round. And we have pathway weekends. We call them pathway weekends because we want our young people to be on the pathway to success. Mm. And they can come to us on a Friday evening, all of Saturday, and they go home Sunday. And that's what makes us different from other YMCA programs, after school programs, is because when you spend a night with other people,
you just bond.
It's really, you know, you really solidify those bonds, especially having been together over the summer, and then you come back during the school year and you still get that summer camp feeling. Mm. And we can nominate our young people as early as the third grade. And then a lot of the times for our teen leadership program, we have a whole, you know, group of young people who we nominate. You have to be nominated for the teen leadership program, and then you have to apply for it.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Right.
So the college access is beyond this build portion. The college is really...
into the lead section.
Into the lead section. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what is post-secondary success? What is that? Where did I read that?
That's a great question.
Where did I read that? Somewhere.
That's really what we want for,
this is for the leadership.
For our leaders. Mm. We want post-secondary success. So for some, that's going to look like college. But for others, it might look like carpentry school.
Mm.
The world doesn't stop needing plumbers. The world doesn't stop needing electricians. Mm. And the fact of the matter is, college, 4 years undergrad, it's not going to be the right choice for everyone. But it's hard because that's where the success measurements usually are for nonprofits. And so we say, if we invest in our young people, we know that they're going to be successful. So we are going to prioritize the experiential learning, the social and emotional learning, and we're going to make sure that they have the resources they need, right? The college access resources. But they are going to
get
define,
their foot in the door.
Exactly. They're going to define for themselves what post-secondary success means for them, whether that's college or, you know, some other form of trade.
Okay. And going back to the three pillars, it's the emotional, the civic involvement, and the financial independence. And I know it's not about money, but plumbers and electricians do make a lot of money.
That is a fact.
So it's not about money. Money makes the world go round, but money is fuel.
As long as they can be independent.
And we need fuel. And as long as they can be financially independent. Okay, I hope you stay with us. My guest is Tatiana Joyce. CrossroadsMA.org is where you can go. Again, she is being sponsored, or they are being sponsored, by AJMarksJewelers.com. They have a Wareham and Hyannis location, and it's a beautiful store, and they're beautiful family-owned people. So I encourage you to stop by and see what they've got in store. I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you have a sewing machine? And are you curious about quilting? Whether you're new to the quilting world or you've been quilting for years, Homestead Quilting and Fabrics is here for you. At Homestead Quilting and Fabrics, they provide a large selection of quality fabrics and notions, as well as a variety of classes for beginners and advanced quilters. They give excellent customer service at Homestead Quilting and Fabrics to their local customers and the destination quilters who visit from afar. Visit homesteadquiltingandfabrics.com today.
Hi, I'm Lisa Lee, owner of Salon & Vogue Day Spa, located in Dartmouth, Massachusetts. As a small business owner, I know it's important to market my business authentically and strategically. Powerful Women Revealed is a beautifully balanced combination of marketing, advertising, and public relations. Working in my business comes naturally to me. What Nicole Perry gave me was tremendous guidance and consulting to working on my business. I am so blessed to have access to this professional-grade media service, and you will be too. Contact Nicole Perry today for powerful business support at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with women in and around the South Shore who have powerful missions, products, and services. You may not think that you have a powerful story, but that's because you've lived it. So contact me at powerfulwomenrevealed.com because I'd like to hear your story and together help share your powerful mission.
Hey, hey, every kiss is a door. Can I knock on yours? Can we knock a little more? If a touch is a key, keep on twisting, keep on locking, keep on turning.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And I love what she just said. Will you protect me, respect me if I let you close? And this is really what we're talking about, because Crossroads is a safe place for these kids to, so that they can open up, so they can get close to the mentors, all of the counselors, and, well, what are the staff? They're all the counselors, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But beyond the camp.
Beyond the camp, we have program coordinators. So we have a community action coordinator, our social and emotional learning coordinator. We have college access. We have leadership. And so really, they have a presence in the summer. So they are known to our young people. And then when we have our pathway weekends, we bring back some of that seasonal staff, and they are then reintroduced.
And for lack of a better term, they're pretty much guidance counselors, right?
You could think of it that way. That's a really easy way
to sort of lump them all in. It's pure guidance and support, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, you said earlier about men or boys don't know how to get soft. What did you say? They can't get soft.
No worries. I think that it's really hard for young men, especially young men of color, to be allowed to be emotionally vulnerable.
Mm.
And sometimes, you know, that looks like, oh, he's soft or something like that. But it's really hard for them to be emotionally vulnerable. But if you're not emotionally vulnerable and you don't develop and you don't flex those skills, then you become a really closed off person.
Yeah.
And, you know,
emotional intelligence is really big. You have to be in touch. We are human beings. We are experiencing emotions every single day, regardless of where you live or what your circumstances are. And so you really do need to embrace that and having emotional intelligence. Now, I read somewhere that it's 12 years. Is it up to 10 years of service or 12 years?
Like involvement in a young
person's
life?
Where did I read 12 years? But it's somewhere it says 10. So really, it could be never ending.
It could be.
If you're Tatiana.
I know.
Because you're still there. And it's sure
true.
You've been way past 10 years.
It's definitely been more than 10 years. But when you think about it like this, so young people can start in our program from the first grade and really and truly be with us up until the 12th grade.
Oh, okay. That's
so when
what
you
it
think
is.
About, yes, when you think about it like that, that's the potential.
Mm.
And what I've seen over the years is that it is not uncommon. It's like the baseline is 5. It feels like to me, because when you're a camper, you get your 5-year camper award if you've been with us for 5 years. And so many of our young people look forward to that.
And who doesn't want an award?
Who doesn't want an award?
I want to win awards.
And then, you know, even with our full-time staff team, you get service awards. So I recently just got my 5-year service award. And
nice.
It felt like I felt like I'm a kid again. Oh, my goodness.
But doesn't it feel like a Grammy? Like
it does.
Because there's so much. An award basically just exemplifies all of your efforts and your hard work and time and energy.
Exactly. It's another example, I think, of how Crossroads demonstrates we see you and we value you. And we want to recognize that.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, and it's really their home away from home.
Absolutely.
You must feel that way.
46 Featherbed Lane, Brewster, Massachusetts. It's my second home. That's where Camp Mitten is. And how many young people from Boston get to say that they spent their summers on the Cape?
How many different camps are there?
We've got a couple.
Okay.
So we have Camp Mitten on the Cape, and that is, you know, one of our overnight residential camps. And then we have Camp Wing right in Duxbury, and that's beautiful. When you think about it like this, Camp Wing is about 4 times the size of Camp Mitten.
Oh.
Because we know that not every glove fits all.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you're going to need a smaller, more insular environment, and sometimes you're going to need a larger, you know, more controlled chaos type of fun environment. You're going to need to be up to more things.
Mm.
So we have 2 options for that leg of our programming. And then in Ashby, Massachusetts, that's where our C5 Leaders program is housed when our young people are at camp. But so much about our leadership program is more than that. We have a partnership with Knowles, and they, you know, do experiential learning right out there in the backwoods of wherever Knowles takes them.
Wow.
It used to be Wyoming. We have different options every summer, but we think that really and truly, it's like, yeah, you've come to summer camp, but now put a backpack on and take it a step further.
I love it. Well, we are out of time. This went by so fast. Do you have any last minute? Do you want to talk about any kind of statistics or last minute thoughts?
I think something that really resonates with people is graduating high school. And so we say, we really care about who's graduating high school on time. And 96% of our young people are graduating on time. Built into that on time is, so what's up with the rest of the 4%? We just helped them create a little bit of a plan to get to the next step. They're not.
I love you.
They're so important. It doesn't mean just because they didn't graduate on time doesn't mean that they're still not graduating. Right? And I think that that's a number that really resonates with people. And
you're
amazing.
Say,
just to end, our president, our vice president, amazing women. You know, there's such a backbone to this company, and it feels like I don't work for just any nonprofit. It feels like I work for my family, and I
love
that.
I love it, and I love you. Thank you so much for being here today. We are out of time. You can go to crossroadsma.org for more information. Tatiana Joyce, you are lovely and amazing, and you're going to go so far in life. I just know it. I also want to give one more shout out to ajmarksjewelers.com. They are proudly sponsoring Crossroads for Kids, was the old name. They are a family-owned jewelry store, and they love to support community. And actually, I was watching one of Mark's videos, and he was talking about his wedding. Half of his customers were at his wedding, so they're very, very all about really service, really good customer service. I want to thank you for being here today, and thank you for listening. I want to leave you with my own quote: "We can make a real difference in the world just by starting with the kids in our own backyards." I want to thank you again for listening. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.